I really don't. I want to go back to a basic, simple dwelling. You know, and we talk about this old house, and I'm going to go back and I'm going to build something. It may look like a log cabin on the outside. I hadn't really decided yet, but on the inside, there's not going to be any of this dining room, living room, den stuff. It's going to be a room, you know? Because of the family atmosphere that it creates. See, I separated too much here, you know, of activity. I mean, so what if the kids are, you know, playing ball and picking their nose in the floor, sitting over there, you know, 5 feet away from the table when you got, you know, Bob, Carol, and Ted and Alice over eating a steak with you, you know? I didn't mean that to be, you know, the real, but I mean, you know, friends, whoever. Because, you know, they got kids too, usually, and, you know, that adds a lot to it. I mean, you know, that's family. That's the way I am. There's no point trying to, you know, be something else. So anyway, the next one I build, it'll have probably 3 bedrooms, 2, maybe 3 bathrooms, since I got a boy and a girl and a wife and me. You know, you never can get in a bathroom. And a 2-car garage and, you know, a patio and crap. That's all you need, you know. So anyway, that's what I'll do next time.
Give Bill what comes out of
it. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it will. Thank you.
Okay, we can get into those.
Did you find any words there that I use funny?
I was just jotting down some things.
I saw that greasy now.
Right,
that
that's
greasy,
a pronunciation,
you know?
Yeah. Item.
Yeah, yeah. I had a friend we used to call greasy, you know.
Okay, we can start these urban questions now.
Okay.
I was telling you about
right.
Some of these that have to do with the particular city probably won't apply in a place the size of Houston, but I just want to ask them for the record.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Do people around here refer to sections of the town like North Houston, North Side, anything like that?
They're getting to a little bit of that now with you know, new additions and things coming in, branch banks, you know, the North Gate branch and this kind of thing, you know, and but mostly it's not North Houston and South Houston or West. Around here it's mostly, I live south of town,
mm-hmm.
or north of town,
right.
You know, or out west of town, or out east of town. I don't know why, but around here it's still up north, down south, out west, and out east.
Right.
And that's, I guess maybe that answers it there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about, are there neighborhoods in Houston that you can identify as wealthy?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. We've gotten away from talking about the quarters, you know. If you'll pardon the French, you know, I mean, back in the old days, it was nigger quarters,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's where the black people in town lived. I mean, you know, that's where they lived. And, of course, you know, we've upgraded a lot of that, and there's about 3 sections. There's a part of town, nice housing area, that a lot of black people live in the southeast part of Houston. There's also, I must be 25 or 30 new houses that's primarily black, northeast of town, and then one northwest. You know, I said northwest of town. I mean, it's in town, but it's in the northeast quadrant or whatever, you know. And one down around the middle school down in there. So, you know, it's really not as divided up as it once was whenever it was, you know, the quarters.
Yeah, I see. Did you say that one area you could identify as well-to-do black?
No, just well-to-do.
Just well-to-do.
And in some black, yeah, right.
Is there anything like that, well-to-do black area?
Well, not really. A lot of the blacks around here are, you know, factory workers and all. So, I mean, they're, you know, on par as far as standard of living with, you know, a lot of other people now. I was telling you about that song, and I don't even remember if it's on tape or not, you know, about the "Why Don't We Get Black Together." A lot of people get galled. If you'll try to figure that one out, it galls me, and it galls a lot of people that, you know, some of these, and there's whites that do the same thing, but they, you know, they work in a factory, you know, basic minimum wage, barely making anything, you know, 125, 30 bucks a week, but, you know, they got a house full of youngins, and the wife draws welfare, the kids get free school lunches. They have a government subsidy house wherein they pay a certain percent of their income for the house payment, you know, for 110 years.